I do appreciate it, Professor. You mentioned and talk about the knowledge as source of competitive advantages.
Yes.
There is some, researchers, especially in the Eastern country, that talk about knowledge as source of cooperative advantages. Did you have any experiences about it that you can mention, especially that Michiko is here and the Japanese, researchers and approaches specialize on it?
That's a wonderful question.
Thank you.
I'm going to answer it in two ways.
Mm-hmm.
In the production of knowledge, cooperation is becoming more and more important.
Yeah.
If you think of open source IT, but there are various other areas where cooperation is much more important in knowledge production. However, when you are competing on international markets with products, it's not cooperation. It is really selling your products instead of Chinese products, instead of Europe. So when you come in, the development of knowledge is a cooperative effect. But the translation in economic competitiveness, I think there, I would say that competition remains more important than cooperation.
And what's the second way?
The second way, I don't see any alternative for the competition in the economic sphere. I do see that in knowledge, we find increasing amounts of global cooperation. Scientists cooperate. They exchange knowledge. Knowledge flows in cooperative fashion. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I think in the process of innovation, in the process of innovation, there's much more competition, and there's a whole debate about IPRs, whether we really need them, whether there are all sorts of collaborative development of knowledge. Think of Wikipedia, huge collaborative, non-commercial effort. But from the Iranian point of view, you still want to sell your products on the global market, and that is not... Well, you need to cooperate in a global value chain, but you do want to sell what you make rather than somebody else, and that, I think, remains competition.
Sorry for the last...
If I may ask, I agree on this cooperation issue about technology. It is possible that very early stage of technology development, there are some collaborations. For instance, there are some companies get together to invest in some early stage technologies, and they have to collaborate some other. And then afterwards, they may compete, but then beginning that they may collaborate, and then that might also involve universities. And the other thing that I think Eddie mentioned is a user-led innovation, or it can also be some sort of open innovation where in which that all the users contribute in certain ways to improve the product. That is sort of like a collaborative effort. But the second one do not probably take place in the university setting. Sorry to just add.
I do appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you, Adam.